so that you can't turn it into what your ego would like most for it to be, so that you can feel comforted, so that you can feel secure, so you can say, now I have a guru, and now I'm safe. Now I can sit back, and I don't have to worry. My life is assured, my afterlife is assured, my eternity is assured. I've got the big prize. The guru is not the prize. So you can interpret a book. You can even interpret anything a guy sitting up here says. But if you move closer and closer, if you become more attracted, if you become more intimate, if you allow yourself, because something in your heart tells you there is such a thing and it's real and it's going on and it's right for me, if that happens for you, less and less are you able to superimpose your interpretation on what the teacher is actually saying, transmitting, and imparting. And more does something open in you, transform in you, that allows you to hear more, feel more, know more what's actually being imparted. But again, where's the emphasis? It's not on what the teacher is saying or doing. The emphasis is on you. The emphasis is on the student. The emphasis is on the disciple. The emphasis is on the receiver.
Yes, the total love of the guru, it seems like they say God is love. Maybe it's getting near that.
The total love for the guru is the grease in the wheels.
The what?
The grease in the wheels. Well, you know how you put grease if a machine is made all out of wheels, you put grease so it runs smooth. The more, if you're called to the discipleship path or to even the student path, which is simply learning, not going further than that, then any love that arises becomes like the grease in the wheels, makes you more receptive, makes you more willing in every way, makes you more willing to allow transformation when it happens naturally, makes you more conducive to not interpreting, to listening more with a open-ended ear, makes you more willing to try things you might not ordinarily be willing to try because they're not easy, or because they're upsetting emotionally, or because they take away cherished beliefs. Because the guru doesn't deal in beliefs. The guru's whole job is to get you to drop all beliefs. Because the truth is not a belief. Now, who's going to cooperate with that unless there's some feeling that this is right, this is good, and there's something to be trusted here? And love, it's easy to see, greases the wheels for that. The more you love the one who is the truth bringer, the truth imparter, the one who tries to spread it out on the floor in front of you, the more you're going to have the capacity to receive it, to take what's being spread out. If you're far away and you kind of have a good attitude, but not really any heart feeling, if you see the value of it, but you're not in love with it, you're only going to take a tiny little bit. You're going to go to the banquet and eat a few bites. But love, the more it happens for you in that situation, that phenomenon, the mystical phenomenon of it, the more you'll sit down at that banquet and really start putting away some stuff. the more you'll say, give me that turkey leg, right now. The more you'll pile on the gravy. The bigger helpings your ego will let you take. Because you won't be embarrassed so much. You won't be worried so much. You won't be calorie counting when you don't need to in that moment so much. Because your hunger will be actually